Radio.
Hey, it's Mike Robb. Well, you've seen the ad campaign, Don't Kill Sean Bean. It all ties into the new TNT series, Legends. The cast and creators are along to explain how those pieces all fit together. Plus, what about that giant redwood tree in your backyard? What are you going to do with that? Well, meet the guys from Redwood Kings, a new TV series that has an interesting twist on some very old pieces of wood. Let's get to the point.
This is The Point. The Point Radio. Get The Point Radio.
Producer Howard Gordon has given us some great TV, from 24 to Homeland. And now he's launched his new series, Legends, on TNT. And Howard's the first to explain that the title might not mean exactly what you think it does.
Yeah, a legend is a fabricated identity used in covert operations. So it's unlike just sort of going undercover, as I think we're all familiar with. A legend is an identity that is really fully fleshed out. It's it has a history, both in the sort of cyberspace, but also in terms of a real record of that history. It also in this show. Sean Bean's character Martin Odom has these legends that he's created over time, and they continue to exist even when he steps out of legend. So they have their own apartments, they have their own contacts, they have their own it's very particular, almost like a method actor. He has his own drink, his own wardrobe, his own style, if you will. And from my perspective, the notion of doing a show about these legends, about a character steps in, was a way to sort of dig deep into all these kind of new characters that were deeply imagined in a way that you wouldn't normally do in an undercover series. It's not a undercover of the week, if you will. He steps into these roles, and he kind of lives in these roles, in these legends for multiple episodes.
Legend stars actor Sean Bean, who is a character with a lot of puzzles surrounding him that put together all become the heart of the show.
Yeah, there is, at its heart, this question of whether or not who he is, Martin Odom, is in fact a legend as well. That he's essentially... gone so deep into that he doesn't realize that he's actually living a legend. And that's sort of what's cool about this show is this is a guy who can't tell his legends from his life. It begins to bleed together. And he's really on this quest to discover what the truth is. And that's really sort of the mythology of the show, and that's really kind of what his season arc.
A number of the actors on the show have a chance to play multiple parts, and among those, actress Allie Larder, who said that whole concept is what drew her to the project.
It's interesting. Back when I was doing it, I started reading a lot of like Jungian theory and all that stuff, and I was definitely got into the mythology of it, Joseph Campbell, things like that. And so I don't know if it was just that. It was also a time in my life where I was exploring your shadow side, and now it's really a huge part of all the different characters that I play. It's going in and tapping into a different side of myself. And in my everyday life, I wear so many faces. You know, I'm a mom, I'm like a sexy wife who needs to go out and have my dates. It's like there's many different faces that I wear. And so with this show, it's just a different face of mine and a different part of myself that I get to express.
After a couple of years on Heroes, why come back to series television?
For me, it's not about whether it's film or television. It's about the project. And when this script came about, I read it, and I was like, this is such a triple threat. You know, Howard Gordon, who I just have the utmost respect for, he's created some of the best television that there ever has been. Sean Bean, who has such a storied career. You know, this I've been such a huge fan of his for so many years. And then you kind of add to the fact that I get to play this strong, independent woman, where they promised me that it wouldn't just be that. We were going to really explore the emotional side, and that, one of the things that I really pitched that was important to me was that she still held on to her femininity. I didn't want to play a character that was out there with the guys all the time and then shows up to work all brought down. That's how Crystal holds it together. That's kind of her ritual, no matter what has happened to her. You know, she takes a shower, she does her hair, she puts on her suit, it's pressed, it's perfect, her hair is done. It's like that kind of control is what makes her feel like things are okay, things are normal. And that's not how I am in everyday life, so it's fun to kind of explore those things.
Also along for the ride, actor Morris Chestnut. Good guy or maybe bad guy?
Somewhat, but with good reason, because I'm definitely a thorn in his side because you know, he's at a murder scene. I have video of him being at a murder scene that he never told me he was at. He was asking me questions about it, but he never told me he was there. And so, you know, I just dig a little bit deeper.
New episodes of Legends every Wednesday on TNT, and you can always catch up right now at TNTdrama.com. There we go with some of the latest in pop culture. Comedy Central's Nikki Glaser has a new series that she says brings out YouTubers and social media savvy millennials. It's called Comedians Crashing Couches, and the first 8 episodes will be available right now on ComedyCentral.com as well as on their YT channel. The series features popular YouTube and Instagram users like Phil Widow and Jessica Salona, and a lot more as well. And again, all 8 episodes you can binge watch right now at ComedyCentral.com. DC is adding one more title to the shelf full of Batman books already in comic stores. This one is a little bit of a twist with Gotham by Midnight, a new horror supernatural series that'll feature Jim Corrigan, the guy involved with the Spectre for so many decades. No word on yet on whether Batman will play into it or not. Of course, the title certainly will play into the new TV series, which will be getting a lot of press when it debuts on Fox in a few weeks. Ben Templesmith is doing the covers and the artwork, and the first issue debuts in comic stores on November 26th. Quentin Tarantino's much-talked-about Western Hateful Eight is going to get a little bit of a boost. The film has not gone into production yet. However, there is a teaser trailer that will be shown right before the premiere of Sin City: A Dame to Kill For in most theaters. In the never-ending barrage of Marvel movie universe rumors, now we're seeing a possible tie-in between the upcoming Ant-Man film and the upcoming TV series Agent Carter. Look for some strong ties to S.H.I.E.L.D. in the early part of the movie, at least in the first act. And that'll include appearances by Howard Stark, a young Robert Redford, and possibly Haley Atwell as Agent Carter. More to be revealed about that. Of course, the Agent Carter series is set to begin on ABC, mid-season on ABC.
The Point!
It's billed as a show combining the majesty of nature with master craftsmanship. But what it comes down to are beautiful reclaimed redwood trees being transformed into amazing works of art right on television. The show is called Redwood Kings, and the stars, twin brothers, and business partners behind it are Ron and John Daniels, who explain what the show's all about.
Well, you know, the show is called Redwood Kings, and, you know, it's really cool because we use redwood, but we also do a lot of, you know, things in foam and steel, and from wood carving to, you know, foam carved, animatronic carved, pieces out of styrofoam, so you just never really know what you're going to get when you watch the new show, Redwood Kings. But we do a ton of recycling, though, on the show.
Yeah. Our project on Redwood Kings, just kind of a quick survey, we built tree houses that come with their own trees. We built animatronic shooting galleries. We walk through themed environments, themed attractions. We also built some some replicas of some historical ships for a maritime museum, and a gold stamp mill with a water wheel. Kind of this mill house looks like it was built in the 1800s. And we built this duck aviary for the crazy duck lady. And you know, it's going to be the thing that's fascinating about the show is that it's never the same 2 weeks in a row. And every week, it's an entirely new show. We also focus a lot on the nuances and some of the details on how we pull off these crazy things. Because, you know, when you have to do something like, make a water wheel gold stamp mill, it's a one-of-a-kind build. How are we going to solve all these problems? And a lot of what we do is one-of-a-kind, something we've never done before, something we'll never do again. How do we do these things and bat them out of the park? So there's a lot of problem-solving and artwork and inspiration, and folks just love it. Moms and kids and dads, and there's something there for everybody to enjoy.
It's not a hobby for these guys, it's a full-time business. And I ask them how they got started.
Gosh, you know, John and I grew up on a ranch, and you don't grow up a poor ranch family without learning how to do a lot of hard work. And by the time we're 18 years old, man, we're carpenters and plumbers and welders and mechanics and electricians and, you know, all these things and problem solvers, because we're too poor to pay someone else to do it. We have to figure it out ourselves. And that just really just set the stage for Daniel's Woodland, for Redwood Kings. And little kids, we built incredible forts. And, again, it set the stage for who we are. And John started carving right out of high school.
I was working on a
master's degree in math, and John stayed home on the ranch and worked there. But then he also started learning his chainsaw skill, and John came up with this concept for a treehouse. And when I saw that thing, it was amazing. And this was 16 years ago, and I knew right then and there. And I know John already knew. I kind of caught the drift of it.
First he thought I was crazy. He's like, "You're gonna do what? Oh, I'm just gonna stay here in school and learn my mathematics and I want to stay home and create art and, you know, build this crazy treehouse using all this redwood I had found on the ranch and, you know, reclaimed all these different things I found into this really cool work of art." So, you know, I saw it right off the bat. Heck, everyone thought I was crazy there for a while. Until they saw my first piece, and then they all kind of got behind me on it.
People have always loved what we've done, and that was 16 years ago, and it's been a crazy ride, and we've had to do a lot of adapting and figuring out who we are and how we're going to get there and all of those things, and so you know, here we are today, and we're just excited to have a show to let the world know what we do.
Maybe tough to visualize, so I asked John to describe exactly what he does here.
Well, you know, it really starts with our customers, what they're looking for first, and then so that sort of sets a goalpost. So you have, like a theme. Okay, they're into pirates or they're into cowboys or something. So first we hone it in, and then, of course, we take that idea and we get our team together and we start bouncing ideas off each other. And pretty soon, this thing's honed and refined into this crazy structure that's never been made before. And we sort of shoot from the hip at that point.
We do a lot of concept drawings and revisions, show the customer what we think, and then they tell us how they feel. And once we come up with a design that we know we can build and we know that they will love, then those drawings get posted down in the shop and they become reference. Material to actually build or carve or create, you know, the entire project.
And the toughest challenge the brothers have ever faced?
Hands down, the toughest challenge is convincing the world that, you know, of the value of our stuff and, you know, and that they need it. You know, it's perceived as a luxury kind of a thing, and so people are frugal and they're not sure, you know, if they should make the choices and, invest in our stuff, because it's a scary thing, you know, to lay that kind of investment out. But, you know, once they actually do that and they lay the investment out and they get the reactions from either, you know, depends if it's a residential or a commercial project. On the residential side, you know, the family loves it and the kids have a great time, and so there's that big payoff there that it's all about creating memories. On the commercial side, you know, of course, the confirmation that our customers made the right choices when they look in their cash registers to see the money coming out. So, you know, it's convincing the world to do it our way. and when they do, it's great. But it's a challenge. And we've never met a customer that said, "Here's a blank check, do me whatever you want." So, much as we'd like to have that.
Ron and John are in new episodes of Redwood Kings every Friday on Animal Planet. And you can see more at animalplanet.com. That does it for the podcast. We're back every couple of days on websites like comicmix.com, michaeldavisworld.com, and, of course, in the world-famous iTunes podcast directory, where you can always subscribe. When we are back, we'll talk with Chloe Moretz. You know her as Hit Girl. She's in the new Warner Brothers film, If I Stay, and I want to know why she picks such, well, interesting roles. We'll find out that and more. In the meantime, the pieces are coming together for the New Point Pop Culture Network. You'll hear about it first right here, or you can follow us on Twitter and Facebook and on Instagram, too, under The Point Radio. See you right back here in a few days.
Get The Point Radio.